Welcome to the Weekly Workplace, where professionals come to find insights and inspiration for success. Hosted by the Missouri Training Institute, Dewey Thompson, Ray Lyon, and Brianna Larimer share their decades of experience training in workplaces across the nation and talk to other experts about what it takes to be a team player, a great manager, and a leader others want to follow. This is the Weekly Workplace.
Welcome to the Weekly Workplace. My name's Brianna Larimer, business trainer and consultant with the Missouri Training Institute. And with me, I have my fabulous team, Mr. Dewey Thompson, our director of MTI, and Ms. Ray Lyon, our associate director. This particular episode is kind of fun for us because what we're going to be doing is talking a little bit about Missouri Training Institute, who we are, what we do, why we do what we do. All right, Dewey, get us started. You've been here the longest, 20 years now.
20 plus years.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not even going to tell you how old I am. When I first started at MTI, we kind of survived in the grant world, if you will. And at that time, we were really provided more coordination of training events. So we would hire different people from around the country to come give training events, and we would kind of coordinate all those activities. I think the cool thing, one of the coolest things that I really love about MTI is how entrepreneurial we have become. In the grant world, funding kind of dries up once in a while. You have to kind of reinvent yourself. And a lot of us there realize that we've all been in business before, that we ourselves are subject matter experts. And so that's what we've done. So instead of hiring subject matter experts, we have become the subject matter experts. And we provide a lot of training, development for different organizations, both in the public and the private sectors.
Now, Ray, I know that you are very passionate about, we all are, we're all very passionate about what we do at MTI, but you joined the team about 12 years ago?
Yep, 12 years ago.
And so tell me what brought you to MTI. What was it about the work that we do here?
Well, it was a really interesting combination of events. I would have to say definitely the stars had aligned when I found my way to Missouri Training Institute. But I had left a job and I was between jobs intentionally. I intentionally kind of took a gap time to work on finding the perfect job. I took every self-assessment I could possibly take online. I really wanted to discover what it was that I love to do. I interviewed a lot of my friends, what am I good at? What do you see me doing? And I really just tried to put together all of the things that created Ray. And then I just started looking for jobs that fit that description. And I was talking to one of my girlfriends one day, and she said, "Oh my gosh, you would be a really good corporate trainer." And so, of course, I got on the old Google machine and started, looking for jobs in corporate training, and just getting a definition of what that looked like. And of course, I wanted to stay in Columbia because this is where my family is, or at least not, too far away from this general area, and came across Dewey's picture associated with Missouri Training Institute. And the funny story there is, back in another life, Dewey and I worked together at a local bank here in Columbia. And the funny side
of that— You're really dating me now, Ray.
Yeah. The funny side of that is I used to be his boss in that world. And so when I made the connection with him, of course, I'm always thinking, oh, I hope I was a good boss. Oh, I hope I was a good boss. Oh, and I was just like, and you're trying to go back in your data bank, wondering and hoping that I didn't do anything that would make him go, "Don't hire her. Don't hire her." Anyway, I reached out to Dewey, and I could almost see his face. I'm sure his eyes rolled, and he was like, "We just filled that position." And a position that had been vacant for a year.
Yeah, about a year. Yeah, it was hard. It's a hard fit to find. It's a really hard position to kind of find, especially in more of a smaller labor market. area, you know. But you're right. I kind of did roll my eyes because we just offered this position. And the only thing I kept thinking was Ray would be so much better. Ray would be so much better at this job. But luckily, she turned us down.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, that scared me, too, when he called back. And because then, of course, my question is why? Like, why wouldn't somebody want this job? You know, especially somebody that had applied for it and obviously interviewed. And so I had to ask that question. And it came down to travel, which wasn't for my stage in my life. That wasn't a problem. So they invited me in. And I remember, and the whole office interviewed me. It was a panel interview. The whole office was there. And so not only did I have the standard interview, but I had to kind of audition.
Yes.
And we went into one of the big classrooms at Cornell Hall on the University of Missouri campus in Columbia. And I had to audition. But I remember before we left that particular conference room where I was being interviewed, I literally, and I think it was just my adrenaline, I was so excited about the position. I literally slammed my fist down on the table in excitement. And I said, I was made for this job. Like it was a declaration. I was staking my claim.
I remember that moment.
Yes. And it was everything that was on my want list and absolutely nothing. Because I had a want list and I had a do not want list. And there was nothing on my do want want list that was about this job. So, like I said, it just came to pass. It was so wonderful. And honestly, when Dewey called to offer me the position, I literally hit my knees. I was so happy.
Yeah. Well, we were so excited to have you join our team. And, you know, our team has changed over the years a lot. You know,
yeah.
we've experienced periods of growth. We've experienced lean times. You know, it seems like in the training business, it kind of follows the economic cycles that happen.
Sure.
So in those lean times, people don't spend as much money on training and development maybe for their employees. So it's changed over the years, but I am so happy about this particular team. We're very small, but we're very, very mighty.
Yes.
We've got three very intelligent people on this team, I think, that add such different flavors and such different insights and such different skills and expertise to what it is that we do.
Absolutely. And I, you know, of course, when we hired Brianna, and I want you to tell your story too, because it's just as unique as us. Of course, we had no way to predict that we'd be in a shutdown and a lockdown and our world would go strictly virtual like it has. But what a gem. What yes. a find.
Yes.
Finding Brianna with the skill set that she has, because it's hard to teach training and composure. And so that was a turnkey with Brianna, because, you know, traditionally we are a face-to-face training organization. And I know we have intentionally kept that mm-hmm. as our niche, is getting in front of audiences, you know, going into a business and working with their managers either one-on-one or, you know, as the trainer with a group of managers on particular topics. And we've maintained that intentionally because other companies aren't doing that. Mm-hmm. And so often it is an experience that people are still needing in order to process topics that we're covering. But when we ventured into this lockdown, and one of the things that Missouri Training Institute is famous for saying is, how is this the best problem we ever had? Mm-hmm. And it might take us a couple of days to find the answer and really digest that question. But how is this the best problem we ever had? Mm-hmm. And luckily, we had Brianna as the leader of the answer to that.
Absolutely. So. Brianna, just tell us, you know, tell us about your journey to MTI.
It was certainly a unique one as well. And for those listening, I was newest acquisition, just over 2 years now here at MTI, and it has been an absolute blessing. A combination of all the things that I've kind of done in my professional career, just building up together and giving me the opportunity to pour that knowledge into others. I don't think I've ever actually even told you guys the actual story of when I saw the job and how I went to apply for it.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I'm a believer that things happen for a reason. And we were literally driving to the grocery store. In my previous career, I was struggling with some of the management, the new management changes. And I just knew that it was wearing on me to a point where I needed to find something new. So similar to Ray, in the sense I started going through thinking, what are some of the things I would be good at? And my husband and I are driving to the grocery store and I'm sitting in the passenger seat and I'm going, well, you know, I really like to be in front of audiences and to give information, being able to do that and give new knowledge and new skills and help people, I think was the big thing. And I'm going through and I happen to be scrolling. I think it was Indeed, honestly. I'm sitting there scrolling and I look and all of a sudden it stops. No joke, just stops on the business trainer and consultant position at MTI. And I'm like, honey. And I started,
well, that's like a slot machine, right?
Ching, ching,
comes
ching.
Up with the cherries right
yeah.
there.
And I'll tell you, when I started reading the job description, I honestly at first felt intimidated, not having a background in writing curriculum, you know, not formally putting trainings together. However, the thing that really caught my attention was the fact that it said customized training programs. The fact that it was something that we had the opportunity to create and to really create it to meet the needs of those that you were serving. I don't like trainings, being a number one learner. I've always been at trainings where it seems like we pull the book off the shelf and, or here's the things you need to be able to cover and you have to do it this way. And that's not what I was gathering from the job description at MTI. And I think that that was probably one of the selling points, the ability to bring that creativeness and to be able to use it to meet the needs of clients.
Yeah, well, I would say that that's been one of MTI's greatest strengths collectively mm-hmm. on this team
yeah.
is that we're able to walk into a business and organization and really kind of get to know them and help them kind of think about what are maybe some of the root causes. Mm-hmm. And usually, you know, it's especially when you're working with people and to design educational strategies to really help them think through maybe some of those issues. So, but I think that's been one of our major strengths to be able to do that. And you're right, Ray, we have done that in a face-to-face world for many, many years and going into more of a virtual reality now
right.
With the pandemic. It's been stressful, but it's also been a lot of fun. And mm-hmm. this is another example of, you know, how is this the best problem we ever had?
Right.
You know, because I don't think our future is going all the way back to face-to-face all the time. I think our future is certainly moving forward is going to incorporate, you know, more of the things that we've learned through this pandemic.
Absolutely.
That's very interesting. But Ray, why do you get up every day and come to work? Why this job? What do you get out of it?
Oh, my gosh. You know, when I think back, you know, in thinking about looking for this job and really examining what I'm good at, what I bring, what I don't want to be doing, I think, you know, and I know this is selfish, but I also think it's what drives me. This job taps into what I was built to do. I think it does tap into my strengths. It does tap into what is just natural for me, those talents. And so when it's that easy to get paid to do what you're naturally built to do, are you kidding me? Right? I mean, it's a no-brainer. And I think, you know, when we think about training and helping managers bring out the best in their employees, that's the key, right? Finding what they're good at and then helping them do that every day.
Yeah.
And so that's one thing. So this job, it's a no-brainer. I get to do everything that I love to do every day, and it's not work for me, but thanks for paying me, Dewey.
You're welcome.
You know, I love that.
Absolutely.
I love that.
I'm sure I don't pay you enough.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can talk about that. We can talk about that. The other thing is you guys. I mean, you know, it really is true when you say your workers, your coworkers are your family. But that's so true because I spend a heck of a lot of time with you guys. And it would be hard if I didn't enjoy you as people, you know, and enjoy the character that you bring to the workplace and, you know, sharing our lives, you know, the kids, the new baby that Brianna brought in last year. And of course, I've watched Dewey's daughter grow up. And now she's graduating from college.
I know. Don't tell me about it. There's that age thing again.
Yeah. Well, I've got 5 grandchildren. Are you kidding me? And it's just, it's that as well. Sure. You know, so we talk about ourselves as just people. And so it's not only, you know, being able to use my talents and my gifts freely and being appreciated for them, but it's also sharing our lives and knowing that there are people that care about me daily. That's what brings me here.
Good. Yeah. What about you, Brianna?
I think that's absolutely true. It is our team here, being small, being just the three of us. I've never worked on a team like this before. We all have our differences, which we'll be talking about in following episodes. But, you know, with it, it is what we get to do for people day in and day out. And I love the opportunity to take all the knowledge that I've accumulated through my past careers and bring them in to the folks that we serve. That's
great. You know, it's sometimes hard for me. It's sometimes difficult.
To come to work?
No.
Wait, we just showered you with love.
You did. I guess I'll say this though. You know, as a trainer, being out there working with organizations, you know, you go out and you get to know people a little bit. You know, and you might interact with them maybe just for a day.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You might be able to interact with them maybe for a maybe longer period of time. You know, maybe 4 weeks, 6 weeks, depending on what their needs are, and you really kind of get to know them. But we leave. Mm-hmm. And we help the next client. And, you know, I sometimes worry, you know, I don't get to see the fruits of my labor sometimes.
Right.
But I will say this, it's those moments when I get one of our past participants call me or send an email to me and say, hey, I bumped up against this issue and I remembered what we talked about in that workshop. And wow, I wanted you to know how much it really helped. And, you know, unfortunately, those kind of probably come a little further apart than what I'd like to see them, those kind of statements and those kind of emails. But that gets me a kick. That gives me a big kick. And that's why I get up every day, I think, to go to work. And I do get to work with you too.
Of course. That's
the cherry on the top.
It is. Yeah. It is. Well, we certainly, I'm so grateful for our team at MTI, and we do a lot of great work. We're excited to maybe have an opportunity to do some work for some of you listeners out there. And so if you have any inquiries, please send them our way, mti@missouri.edu. I think as we start kind of wrapping up this particular episode, any final thoughts?
Yeah, I just want to ask, and we can do this real quickly, like, what's some of your favorite topics that you like to train on?
Oh, great question. Leadership for me, I love the idea of trust as well, on work teams. And I like some team building thrown in there too. You know, I like to play games. I like to get a little active with my learning.
What about you, Brianna?
Yeah, for me, I'm all about the feel goods, of course.
Yeah.
And so mine is the work-life balance, the customer service, even time management sometimes is kind of fun because it's, again, how we're in all ways professional development really tries to build up your skills. But these are some frontline skills I think sometimes we just forget about, or we push to the back burners. We try to learn new skills. So it's always fun when I can do one of those and revamp some of those skills for our clients.
Yeah, definitely. I'm being a former manager for, you know, 10 or 15 years. There were levels of that management journey, but, you know, I can certainly share a lot of what not to do's. But I like that personal development, especially when it's related to self-perception, confidence, just grabbing your own potential. And a lot of those, what we call soft skills, you know, we know them at MTI as power skills. Yeah.
I often, that's funny you bring that up. The soft skills, that's a term I really just dislike. I think they're sometimes the hardest earned skills.
Yeah. Definitely.
Anyway. Yeah.
Fun stuff we get to do.
We do. Absolutely. Every day.
I love it. And we're fortunate in the sense that we keep learning new skills. We're all certified in something here at this table,
you know,
and in multiple different things. And so, Ray, with Clifton Strengths and Emotional Intelligence and Thomas Kilman's Conflict Mode Instruments and Dewey with Clifton Strengths and True Colors. And goodness, what are the other ones I'm missing?
The Thomas Kilman Conflict Modes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And then I'm also EQ and Conflict Modes.
Yeah.
And I mean, we have a lot of our own opportunities, professional development wise, that we've gone into. So a lot of certification, things we'd love to help you all out there with. And so again, we appreciate you tuning in to this episode. We hope that you'll listen to following episodes. Lots to come.
Yep. Go be great.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Workplace, hosted by the Missouri Training Institute. Dewey, Ray, and Brianna stand ready to connect with you and meet your training needs. Be sure to check out ways to contact them in the episode description or at mti.missouri.edu.